Almost 1,000 young African leaders from 49 countries converged at the Omni Shoreham Hotel in Washington, D.C. A call to order by the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State of Education and Cultural Affairs, Evan Ryan, immediately set the room abuzz.
I am honored to officially open the 2016 Mandela Washington Fellowship Presidential Summit.
The presidential summit began with the Congressional Forum on Investing in the Next Generation of Africa, where a mention of Pastor Ivan Mawarire's hashtag This Flag Movement by panelist Natasha Kimani of Kenya drew an applause from Zimbabweans in the crowd.
Africa is has the largest Twitter users, and Africans have used Twitter to change policy, to influence government. You have recently in South Africa, fees must fall. Zimbabwe about the flag. Young people are the voice of Africa right now. And what is happening, our governments are listening to us, whether or not they want to.
Responding to an audience question from a Togolese fellow on a young American leaders exchange program, U.S. Congressman Chris Coons commended Zimbabwean businessman Strive Masiwa's recent initiative to send young American leaders to African countries.
And I will give a great deal of credit to Strive Masiwa, he has recruited a number of other very compelling and successful African business leaders. And they have just launched, this summer, just recently launched, an American Business Fellows program to bring recent graduates of some of the most prominent American business schools to spend 6 months as interns in African capitals working for African businesses. Strive felt strongly that he didn't want this to be a U.S. government-funded program. He didn't want this to be a U.S.-led program. He wanted this to be an African-funded, African-led program.
In breakout sessions tagged The Idea Storm, Fellows Ignite Talks, a number of Zimbabweans, including Golden Maunganidze, journalism lecturer and editor of community newspaper Tell Zim, spoke on ways to ignite Africa. Speaking in his session, Maunganidze said African voices need to be amplified.
I wanted the people in the rural community to tell their own stories. I redefined journalism to help the community to speak for themselves. Through this platform, I help the people in the southern part of Zimbabwe to advocate for quality service delivery, democracy, good governance, and better education. I have since achieved more than what I imagined.
Zimbabwean fellow Tiara Gendi, an advocate for LGBTQ community, says his experience in the United States has been enlightening thus far.
My experience has been really wonderful, and I've really been learning a lot for the past 6 weeks. With the attitude that I came here with, I was like the way that I conduct my work back home. I was really hammering on trying to change people's attitudes towards the way they view LGBTI people. But then after going through these 6 weeks and the education that I've been receiving and the training and the site visits and actually getting to listen to other people's stories while we're doing site visits, it really changed me, transformed the way that I was seeing things.
Faith Ndlovu, who works for the Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe, said she's expecting more to come for the remainder of the program this week.
I'm feeling very much excited and very much rejuvenated. It's been inspiring to be here with colleagues and peers from 49 other African countries, as well as representatives of the United States government.
The fellows will remain in Washington, D.C. until Thursday, leading to a town hall meeting with the United States President Barack Obama, scheduled for Wednesday. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Tatenda Gumbo.